of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off of disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, y'all. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a few minutes after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the raining fuck out of it. Either way, either homonym for raining.
It's raining fucks.
Could be R-E-I-G-N.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck me.
Currently,
the raining fuck.
Currently, Schittler reigns over the White House.
Oh, yes.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging some e-turds at the right, et cetera, et cetera. Thanks for joining us for this Monday edition.
Fuck you.
Of Crab Diving.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
It's so negative.
Wow. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Viva la resistance, motherfucker.
It's kind of cold here in No Flow today.
Yeah, that was actually my nipples.
You got little castanets on the nipples?
Yeah, man, it's Florida, isn't it?
More so California.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G, if you're listening live. Also, anytime.
Fuck you.
Join our Twitter stream. It's warm and friendly.
Ooh, yes. Schittler loves it.
Always flowing, like a what do they call those at the, like when you go to the water park and you, the lazy rivers?
Yeah, like a lazy stream.
Yeah,
right.
Instead of going to a real river.
You remember the story of? I'm sorry.
You float in urine.
Oh right, yeah. Well, you know the story of Justin Bieber went to a water park with a bunch of his shitty friends years ago. And they stood over one of those lazy rivers and just spit on people as they came by. They were just spitting and spatting and spurting.
Yeah.
God damn. People
he's supposed
suck.
To be in a... We have to check with the Hollywood Hick on this, but he's supposed to be in like a cult now or something. Like there's some Christian church in in Los Angeles that apparently he's given lots and lots of money to and stuff.
Oh,
and
my
some
God.
Like weird Christian thing sect going on.
God, Justin Bieber, if you go broke giving money to a cult, I mean, you know, God. Hey, listen. Hey, how is he not a Scientologist yet? How the fuck is that wacko not in Scientology?
They probably couldn't get their hooks in him.
Ooh, yes.
Jesus got him first.
Right. John Travolta's like, come here, dude.
I like to have children.
Alex Jones.
That's Alex Jones's Roy Moore. Imitation.
I like to have children. Oh my God. Vile.
There's all kinds of shit going on in the world today. Let us present to the
present Starfish
the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, November the 20th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Let's move, bitch! Get out the way!
Over. Over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPost.
Ooh, sucking my dick.
Yeah, interesting timing. Roy Moore's early Christmas gift, it says.
Yay!
Al is Al Franken.
Oh, okay. No shit.
Not that there's anything, you know, we're dismissing the charges against Al Franken.
Of course not.
At the monthly meeting of the Madison County, oh boy, this must have been fun. The Madison County, Alabama Republican Men's Club.
Oh my God. Hey, man, I think you got my hood.
Right. The subject at hand was Judge Roy Moore. Why do they call him judge? He ain't judge no more.
No.
He was removed.
He lost his judge title, right?
Well, right.
You don't get to call yourself a fucking judge.
It said, you could tell from the way people kept talking about anyone and anything else, such as Al Franken.
Ooh.
The keynote speaker of the event had nearly 200 Roy Moore supporters.
Oh, my fucking God.
Sharing a breakfast inside a Methodist church's gymnasium.
A church.
Those are
is,
your former people.
Oh, yeah. A church is hosting a Roy Moore event.
Sure.
A child molester event.
Tommy Battle. What a great name.
Right.
Huntsville's mayor and gubernatorial candidate.
Ooh, fuck you,
was
boy.
Speaking. They say he noticeably avoided any mention of Moore, despite standing nestled among gigantic Roy Moore election posters.
Imagine, dude. Imagine if it were the Democratic candidate in Alabama and all this bullshit, this rapey kid rape bullshit came out.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. The GOP would be losing their fucking mind.
He talked about veterans, jobs, the economy. Well, today they're upset about possible lesbian hands on Starbucks cups. We shouldn't talk about actual substantiated accounts credible accounts.
Yes.
Multiple credible accounts of sexual misconduct with minors.
Right. Yes.
Let's not talk about that. That's Coolio, but God damn it, there may be a couple of lesbian hands on the Starbucks.
Yeah, and listen, about the Al Franken shit, sure, it's not cool, not classy, not appropriate to grab someone's ass unless they ask you, right?
Sure.
I mean, so that sucks that he did that, right?
My ass is open for grabs.
Right. Come here, Al. Al Franken, you can come over here and grab some crab ass.
It's not, by the way. That's a joke. Don't grab my ass.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit. Hyperbole. Hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
Kate, turn on the hyperbole light.
The hyperbole buzzer?
Hyperbole.
Some sort?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The,
I like to eat!
Calm down.
So I guess they hardly talked about Roy Moore at all at this, like, Roy Moore meeting.
Fuck you.
I guess.
Right.
They are all thrilled. God, they're talking about Franken.
Yes.
They're talking about Franken at Roy Moore events.
I don't know. I don't understand the Republican Party at all.
Judge Roy Moore even tweeted.
Yes.
On the 16th, a couple
Jesus
days ago.
Right.
Al Franken admits guilt after photographic evidence of his abuse surfaces. Mitch says, let's investigate. In Alabama, zero evidence. Allegations 100% rejected. Mitch.
Moore must quit immediately or be expelled.
I mean, why doesn't Roy Moore call for an investigation then?
Well, Roy Moore is saying, I mean, Al Franken copped to it, although he didn't. He didn't. He said, first of all, the picture, there's no touching. There's
right.
Any moron can see he's hovering over her boobs.
Absolutely.
Inappropriate as it is.
Yes.
There ain't no touching going on.
Right.
In that picture. I don't know from whence it proceeded.
Well, what about Schindler's tweets? What about frame 6, 7, and 8?
Yeah, Benghazi. But, then he's copped to it and he apologized.
Right.
And he also said, my remembering of the rehearsal is different.
Right.
I don't remember grabbing you and kissing you is what he's saying, but if my behavior was inappropriate, I apologize.
Right. And he's not discrediting her. Isn't Al Franken suggesting that the accuser has been paid by George Soros?
He's hiring toadies to go down and investigate her.
Right.
But then he says, Roger Moore says, well, Mitch is saying let's investigate. But then he says there's zero evidence of him.
Of Roy Moore?
Of him doing anything. And the allegations have been 100% rejected. In other words, Al Franken copped to it. He did it. I've rejected them all. I ain't done nothing. Smell my finger.
Ah! Roy Moore. Oh, you piece of shit. And hey, Roy, not for nothing, let's look at your track record. You know? You've got a whole history of being a shithead. Document it.
Oh, so did you know there's an Alabama police chief now who is he's under fire for alleging that Doug Jones, quote, fondled me on a Boy Scout camping trip.
Now
he's telling everybody he's just joking.
He was joking?
Oh, I'm just joking.
God.
But I see that in comments everywhere where someone's like, there's no evidence, Ron Moore. No evidence. You got no evidence. And people are like, well, there's 18, you know, or whatever number is now. That's 18 is Trump. I think there's
like
6, 7, 8, 9 for for
Ron Moore.
9
people came forward with stories that are detailed, that can be corroborated, right?
And
some of them.
Contemporaneously, they told people. And it says that this police chief said, like, jokingly, the same comments I'm seeing elsewhere is like, oh, okay, well, guess what? I know that you're a pedophile. I saw you fucking a kid.
God.
How are you gonna challenge me on that?
So the police chief accused the Alabama Dem, that's running for Senate, Doug Jones, of diddling him.
I'm just joking.
But he was fucking kidding. the conservatives, they don't know how to joke around. They really don't. A joke's funny. It's funny. It's supposed to be funny. I don't know. It's funny to say Doug Jones jacked me off. Where's the punchline, you fucking idiot?
Killing Alabama? Holy shit, if that's kind of on the nose.
What?
Probably used to be N-word killing.
Right. No, what is killing Alabama?
K-I-L-L-E-N.
Is that a place?
It's a place. Killing police chief Brian Hammond.
Fuck you, boy.
Is the one who says he's just joking.
I'm sure you're a regular cut up.
And said another one of his assertions in the social media post that, quote, silence is consent.
What is that? What? I don't understand.
Was directed at the lack of outrage over Franken's scandal and not at victims of sexual assault. So there is outrage over the Franken scandal.
Absolutely. And if it turns out that he did some horrible shit to women, I don't have a problem.
You should go.
Yeah. I don't.
However,
fuck
they're
him.
Also not kids.
Right.
There's that added.
They're not kids.
Yeah. Assault is bad.
Right.
But Roy Moore is also predating on underage girls.
Yeah, and you know, I'm believing these women that have came forward about Roy Moore because I don't know what do they get out of it? Like that we were listening to that an accuser talking about her experiences of coming forward and how it's been rough and how it's not a pleasant experience and how she's like, I didn't come forward earlier because I had young children and I didn't want to put them through it.
Right. The one who said she was 14 at the time did an interview 14. On camera now. And she said that the paper investigating Roy Moore, a Senate candidate, a controversial, lawless, twice removed from the bench candidate. She said what had happened, and they had heard the story. I guess they finally contacted her, and they convinced her to go public, she said, well, if you can find others.
Yeah.
Also, I will.
Right.
And they did.
Yeah, they found a lot.
Now, that asshole Janet Porter today, some Christo...
Oh, God.
Hag was on Velshian Rule, I think. And
thank you.
And she was saying how... she was defending Al Franken.
Right.
Of course. And saying that none of these are credible and there's no evidence.
She was defending Roy Moore.
And they won't even bring forth the one piece of evidence, yeah. A supposed Gloria Allred. You know, that's a trigger word,
right,
for them.
Gloria Allred?
Oh, yeah. It's like saying Susan Rice. or something like that.
Yeah.
They lose their tiny little brains over it. And they're saying there's no definitive proof and shit like that. But that was what this asshole Janet Porter came out with was, there's, you know, this is a good Christian man.
He would never
do anything like this. This is the evil Democrats. I have no doubt this is Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell trying to get rid of him.
I mean,
thinking that 2 years we'll put up, let a Democrat have it, we'll win it back in 2 years. But we can't have Roy Moore because he loves God and loves the Constitution, wants to clean out Washington.
And we don't, by the way, we don't have a history in this country of people that are, quote unquote, supposedly in love with God, diddling kids. You know? Fuck this. How the fuck, why do you think that these women are coordinating their efforts just to slander a guy running for Senate? Why would you want to put yourself through that if you're lying?
Yeah.
What kind of people do that?
So she jumped, that Janet Porter jumped on that and was like, oh, she even said that she was convinced by the Washington Post. I'm surprised she didn't say the Bezos.
Oh, yeah.
Amazon Washington Post. But she said the Washington Post convinced her. She even admitted it. And they're like, yeah.
Would it
they,
ever?
They convinced her to go public.
Yeah.
They didn't convince her to make up a story, which is what that cow was intimating.
Right, right. I want to ask the GOP something. Would it ever occur to you to err on the side of women, to ever believe a woman, to ever do anything remotely pro-woman? Would it ever occur to you? Would it?
What? Well, no.
God. How do women vote GOP? I don't fucking understand.
Jesus.
I mean, even if you're anti-choice, oh, God, this Jesus shit, are you kidding me?
Jesus, Stepford, well, a lot of Jesus. I mean,
okay.
I can't imagine another reason that a woman would be okay with being subjugated,
but
like
that Jesus,
the Christians want to.
Right, but that Jesus shit kind of isn't a real thing.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not real. If there's any right-wing nut jobs listening, and you're voting...
They think it is.
Well, I know, but
again, fine.
I'm telling them it's not, though.
Live like your Jesus at home.
Right.
Call your wife mother.
Boo.
Whatever you want to do. Go ahead. We don't care. Don't pass a law that says we have to call our wives mother.
Right.
Don't pass a law that says men and women can't be in a room together alone if they're not married.
I can't eat in the same room with a woman because I'm a lunatic.
Right. And
God damn.
And don't tell a woman that she doesn't have sovereignty over her own goddamn body.
That's right.
Because of your religion.
Yeah, dude. What the fuck?
Small
Mike Pence.
Huh?
Mother. I was thinking about Mike Pence. Mother,
oh, yeah,
I can't
so
find
gross.
My ball gag, mother.
The
fucking asshole he is.
Oh, yeah. So this guy said, on another note, Doug Jones found me on a Boy Scout camping trip in 1978.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I just couldn't stand the thought of him being a senator. I was okay with it until now. By the way, you can't see me right now, but I'm crying as I type this.
Oh, my God.
What an asshole. This is a sheriff.
Wow.
This is a sheriff. Good job.
People elected that guy. How sad.
Again, I need to apologize for all those years thinking the cartoonish representation of Alabama was
off
cartoonish. It's real.
Right. I mean,
it's fucking real.
I just don't. I'm speechless.
Yeah. How could you not be?
How many women have to come forward and say they were inappropriately fondled, groped, terrorized by this guy?
What's the bar? We're at pedophilia. No prob.
Gay stuff. I think it's gay stuff.
I don't think so.
Well, that Republican, what was that guy from Indiana, the GOP councilman, that it came, he's an anti-gay dude, at pro-family values, anti-gay marriage, and it came out that he had an affair with some dude, and he had to step down.
Oh, there's more about him.
Right, but he was a GOP guy, a GOP councilman.
Oh, sure. So, and I mean, we've got another one that was found guilty of sex trafficking today because he took a boy across state lines.
But I think gay stuff is the bar for the GOP. They're so homophobic.
God, I don't.
If it came out that Trump was,
but if it was
banging Stephen Miller, that would be the end. Maybe.
I don't know. Right. I don't know. Do you think they've been screaming Pizzagate and pedos? That's one of their favorite go-tos right now.
Yeah,
I'll bet Cernovich and Posobiec, those alt-right needle dicks. Yeah. Are probably upset because that's their go-to, the pedophile thing. And they're losing cred because their boy Roy.
Yes. I just want to say they're the alt-right, that's their word. What alt-right means is white supremacist. That's what that means. That's what that is.
For the most part, yeah. Men's rights advocates.
I think that's a way just to soften it for some reason, to make it more palatable. It's a fucking tiki torch word.
Insecure, butthurt, little boys.
Yeah, little racist.
White boys.
White supremacists.
They're saying the whole point of this article at the HuffPo is that it's the Al Franken thing is a godsend for them because now they can spin around and say, but what about the only thing Republicans tend to argue with these days?
You. What about? I'll tell you what about Al Franken. If it turns out he did some bad shit, then good riddance. Go fuck yourself. Get the fuck out of government.
Yeah.
Go write sketches. I don't want to hear from you anymore. That's the fucking difference, you fuckface.
That's the headline over there. Let's see what the drudgies are not thinking. It's probably Al Franken.
Oh, yeah. They're so horrified.
Loading letters. Showdown in all red letters, it says.
Fuck you.
The Department of Justice.
Yes.
Which would be under Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
I think they should drop the last word.
Oh, yeah. Or put air quotes around
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely figurative justice.
Department of Justice.
Justice for white guys.
Suing to stop the AT&T and Time Warner merger.
Well, that's good, right?
That's
a positive thing for
maybe.
Us.
Maybe.
Yes.
Yes. I think everything should be broken up.
But the
question is, why would this administration, who seems to be all about letting the corporations make as much money at whatever cost to society they can and want.
Right.
You would think they would be down with this. But the question is, isn't this the one where they're talking about the CNN? But because Trump hates CNN so much,
yes,
he wants to force them to sell CNN. He's trying to kill CNN.
Who the fuck owns CNN? Time Warner?
Time Warner, yeah, Turner and Time Warner.
God damn, okay.
Turner owns Time Warner, right. Which owns CNN.
Trump
that's one
CNN.
Of the questions is it, of course, the Department of Justice is like, no, the president's stance on this has nothing to do with it.
Bullshit. This guy operates purely out of spite.
Yes.
I mean, I'm convinced because, I mean, this fucking guy will derail his own bullshit because he feels like he needs to lash out at, say, one of these basketball players that were in China that got busted for stealing the shades. You know, or he's got to go on a Twitter rampage against some football player. He doesn't give a fuck.
It says U.S. antitrust officials who have blocked many tie-ups between direct competitors rarely step in to stop what are so-called vertical deals.
Yes.
Like Time Warner taking over AT&T, which unites a distributor and a supplier.
Right.
Vertical deals are often viewed as pro-competitive, which has prompted some observers to predict that so they don't know what this might be.
So vertical deals inspire competition?
Well, no.
Okay.
I'm not saying that. They think vertical deals inspire competition. But
I read somewhere on motherboard.com there's a bunch of people getting together to build their own fucking internet in a community.
Mm-hmm.
Create their own internet, man. How the fuck do you do that? What do you got to do? Get some wire, tinfoil,
bullshit. Wire to a splicer.
Right.
It says President Trump's repeated bashing of CNN as fake news and criticism of the deals being anti-competitive have sparked accusations that the suit is politically motivated.
See, with Trump, you just got to get him to hate what we need. If we could get him to raise the minimum wage out of spite.
He talked about that during the campaign.
Yeah.
He was for raising the minimum wage, remember?
Oh, I don't remember
that. He was for reforming the tax plan so that, you know, people like me aren't going to like it. People like me aren't going to like it at all.
I thought he was going to stop golfing, too. What the fuck happened with that?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to Mar-a-Lago this weekend. Are you excited?
Giddy.
Current mood.
AT&T is going to court to fight the deal, maybe.
Fuck you.
So we'll see.
Yes.
What is going on there? That's the headline. Interesting that Drudge finds that the headline. What could be the reason behind that?
Right. Who knows?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it for a minute or two.
Well, what do we know about Drudge? He likes to find dresses spattered with jizz.
Yeah. And, you know, I think he's...
That's his career. That's how he made him, you know.
I think he might be pro the Bannonite agenda and not so necessarily pro Trump.
Really?
Because remember, every once in a while, they'll put up some anti-Trump stories.
Yes.
And we're like, what?
Is that why Trump is slow to come out against Roy Moore? Because he still has this weird fucking love affair with the big, fat, methy, blotch Nazi Bannon?
No, it's because how can he come out against a guy that's got sexual assault allegations when got an orbit of satellites?
See, my white male privilege allowed me to forget that we got a rapist in the White House. I forgot. Sorry.
Among other things, it's so much... So many flashbangs, so much glitter bombs from him. It's exhausting.
Right.
What was it the other day? We brought up something that he had done that was heinous and horrific, completely had forgotten months ago.
I don't know. What was it?
I don't remember, but it was obfuscated by everything else. Go back to the impersonating the disabled guy. I mean... Should we be going past that? That's where it We should have... The opening day, when he came down that ridiculous escalator and then said they're sending rapists.
Well, yes. And
that should have been...
That was the day he said the rapist thing when he was on the escalator?
That's his... I'm entering the race.
You know what, Pat? A lot of people in this country are dumb as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And they aren't going to learn anything, and they aren't going to get smarter.
And butthurt.
They're just going to die wallowing their own fucking racist, homophobic, Islamophobic, gun-loving, white, shit, cunt, butthurt.
Of fuck you.
Yeah, what do we do about them? Nothing. Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you guys want that's not racist? What do you dipshits like? Don't say fucking...
Jesus.
Yeah. Like Jesus.
They used to like football, but not anymore since those Negroes got all uppity.
I like Blake Shelton.
Sexiest man alive.
Is he really?
Yeah, that's that's a bit of a controversy, I believe, that
Shelton!
He was trending last week. I think people named him this year's sexiest man alive, and I believe social media disagreed.
I think the Crabs, who do we pick?
Vastly.
Mitch McConnell.
Supposedly in the running... Was Idris Elba.
Idris Elba? What?
Well, right.
I can't have that, man. Shit, we can't have him as James Bond because he's black.
But wasn't...
We're so racist.
Wasn't Denzel Sexiest Man Alive a couple of times?
I know not.
It's not like they haven't named a man of color, but...
Right.
Blake Shelton.
God, Blake Shelton. Who the fuck? Hey, let me ask you something. When you're out there, when you fire up those vibrators, who the fuck is thinking of Blake Shelton? I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't even know one song. What does Blake Shelton sing? Who gives a fuck? You're
talking to the wrong guy here. Right. I don't know.
Kate, give me a list of what Blake Shelton sings.
I only really know Blake Shelton from...
his catalog.
The Voice. Is that the show he's on?
That's right, Pat. He hosts that with...
Or he's kind of funny.
Who's he host that with? Iggy Azalea and somebody...
Right now, it's Miley and...
Miley Cyrus is a host?
And
is a judge on that?
She's a judge. And
oh, fuck. I'll watch that.
And Jennifer Hudson, I believe. If I'm... Remember
have you ever like Miley's song like her songs kind of suck, don't they?
I came in like a wrecking ball.
No, that's not, that is her. Oh,
that's
shit,
Miley
I was
Cyrus.
Getting mixed up with that chick from America's Got Talent. No.
So which one?
What was the song? What was the show with Simon Callow, the British guy, dickhead?
American Idol.
I was thinking of that chick from American Idol, Carrie Underwood.
Oh, the most successful.
Since
Idol.
You've been gone, yeah,
she had to spell it out for me. After all that second guessing, it's been a long, hard history lesson. Hell, that's a class I got an F in. But now I understand.
Let me fire up my vibrator.
She put the hurt.
Shit, I'm getting out of podcast. This is stupid. Let's get into country music.
She put the X in sex.
Is that a joke?
It's got 20 million views on YouTube.
Shit, guys.
Blake Shelton, she's got a way with words.
Two things I want you to take away from this podcast. God doesn't exist, and this is garbage country music. This is garbage.
She put the X in sex.
Let me start rubbing one out. This is the sexiest guy?
And I, you know, like...
Fuck me.
Older country music.
Hey, at least our country...
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings,
right.
Merle Haggard, Jerry Jeff Walker, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. At least this country didn't vote for Manson as the sexiest man.
Yeah, give it time.
Well, he's dead, so that's...
He's no longer... Yeah, I don't know. I think he's no longer eligible.
Are you confused when you go on Facebook and everybody's like, R.I.P. Charles Manson? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's a weird thing. There was that, it's like, spoiler alert, if you watched or are watching Gotham, fast forward 30 seconds if you don't want to hear a spoiler.
Young Batman.
But it was a great show, by the way. But the the Joker cult that springs up is just like
Manson.
How different is that from... The Mansons or your Juggalos or your, counterculture to the point of total batshittery.
I will say.
And then they become Republicans.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I was about to say, the same people that are R.I.P. Manson want to also hashtag lock her up.
Probably.
So if you can, God, okay, I'm going to, Bernie Bros.
I mean, I would guess.
And dickhead GOP fucknuts. If you can find it in your heart to say something redeemable about Charles Manson? Can you vote Hillary? God!
I saw something today that was a meme. Put out by the Bernie Bros wing of the... they're not even of the party, because Bernie's not a Democrat.
Right.
But the Bernie Bro section that had a picture of Cory Booker, Kamala Harris... And I think it might have been Al Franken. One of them.
Right.
And it said, these three neoliberals voted yes on the ridiculous $700 billion defense budget or something like that.
Okay.
And, I'm sure if we looked into it, there would be reasons behind it.
Yes.
Like. There are things, we knocked that down. Republicans are in charge. We brought it down to 700. I'm sure there's reasonings behind it.
Sure.
There were reasons behind. Remember when they got on Bernie for not voting for something? He was like, there's a
a provision in that bill I don't like and I can't stand for. So I'm not going to sign for it. And liberals got pissed. Oh, Bernie didn't sign on for that bill.
Yeah, but he explained why, didn't he?
Well, exactly.
Not out of a fucking void.
And the problem is we're the extremists on the left are falling for the same bullshit that the extremists on the right on are, is that 100% litmus test. Absolute 100%. If you don't march 100% in agreement with what I believe, you're out.
Yeah, I mean,
Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. They go after Cory Booker for that vote on the pharmaceutical
thing. Yeah. But look at the other side. I mean, it's cartoonish. It's cartoonish to think. God, you supported Bernie, but you can't support Hillary.
And we can't be like them.
What the fuck?
We can't, as much as we dislike them and their views, we can't forget that a significant portion of this goddamn fucking country is still Trump country.
Oh, yeah.
And Roy Moore country. And we got to live with those fuckers.
That's insane.
We have to live with them. And that means occasional compromise. That means we're not going to be in charge and all of a sudden pass everything. We're just not going to be able to.
Right. But
we're not going to get super majorities everywhere. That would be great.
Yeah.
And then it would be California, and suddenly you're seeing surpluses and clean air. Ooh, gasp.
Yeah. This guy I'm friends with on Facebook, he put this big old thing, like really sympathetic thing about Charles Manson and everything, his life. And, you know, just really giving this guy the benefit of the doubt, which whatever. But I swear to God, he's the same guy. He's like Hillary for prison. That encapsulates these dumbass Bernie bros. They RIP Charles Manson, but fuck Hillary Clinton.
All of them do. But yeah.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Get a fucking grow the fuck up. God, you find love for Charles Manson.
Very bizarre. Tweet us during the show. Right. Don't forget at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING, or hang out on Facebook, etc. Yes. If you want to help us out, Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon link, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Black Friday, right?
Bookmark that. Yes.
Shopping.
Why is it got to be black?
I don't know. Why is that? Why is it Black Friday? Because you're in the black.
Yeah, and
it's a money thing.
Aside from the evil sales they have, I mean, why would any sane person go out on Black Friday and go shopping?
Fucking no. A friend of mine.
Do you remember Walmart here?
Yes.
During Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Last year. A nightmare.
Oh, dude.
And we had to go to Walmart because it's Florida.
Dude.
By the way.
A friend of mine used to work at a Radio Shack on Black Friday in a mall. And he was like, that was the worst time of my fucking life. The day after Thanksgiving, you got to get up at 3 a.m. and open the doors at 4 so lunatics can come in. And you know what? He's like, these guys would come in for a deal on a DVD player and a free, guess what the free gift was? A calculator.
Oh, what?
Who the fuck gives a shit about a fucking calculator?
Who has calculators anymore?
God damn. All these poor fuckers at retail, you got to get up. The day after Thanksgiving, you're stuffed with food, probably got wasted. Now you got to wake up at 3 a.m. to go sell fuck faces DVD players. That blows.
Some companies last year, I remember, were starting to go back in the opposite direction where they're like, we're not going to be greedy and force our employees to work at 3 a.m. or on Thanksgiving Eve. Did you see that? Like Thanksgiving afternoon, some stores are opening to get a jump on Black Friday.
Do you remember that part in the book, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, where Cratchit asks for the night off to have at Christmas Eve dinner with fucking family, and he had to buy this emaciated goose to cook his goddamn child that's handicapped. And Scrooge is like, be back the next morning all the earlier.
Right,
you were in that, right? Who did you play?
I was Bob Cratchit.
Well, how did you feel in that moment as that character?
Three nights before the opening of the musical,
yes,
a dog bit off my finger. I had it reattached, so I was drugged beyond all comprehension.
That sucks.
And
man.
Was wearing a, I had like a weird cast on, but they right. wrapped it in flesh colored gauze.
Yeah.
And we were playing at a really big theater, a really yeah. cool old, old hand, movie house type right. theater, and like a 800 seats or something like that, big giant theater.
That's cool as
and
shit.
They, so nobody
could tell.
Like I went out. To talk to people after the show, and they're like, what'd you do to your hand? I was like, because I had my finger sewed back on a couple days ago. But
you saved that dog's life.
And they had a bucket right. for me in the corner.
You saved that.
Possible puking.
Oh, yeah.
The worst was when Mrs. Cratchit, during our duet,
yes.
grabbed my hand.
Oh, my God.
At one point. And then we sang our little bit, and then the other side of the stage, the kids do their little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And she could see it in my eyes, and she goes, God, I'm, let so me go. I'm so sorry. Live theater, everyone.
When they sewed your hand back and put it in the
my finger,
yes, in the cast, was it in permanent shocker? I mean,
it was like hook.
Oh, it was like a hook.
Yeah. They told me it might end up that way, and then they put me in this Nazi torture device, which I mean, literally,
yeah.
put rubber bands and
right
and. Stretched my finger back straight.
The Nazis fixed your finger.
Yeah, it was fascinating. I was working at a hotel at the time, and people right. were like, does that hurt? And I was yes. like, give me your finger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give me your finger. Let me bend it backwards. That's
put your finger in
like.
That dog's fucking mouth.
Yeah.
See how you like it.
Long story. Sometime yes. I'll tell the dog story again.
Dude, hey, by the way, we should put that on. We should sell that. We should
what
lay
a Christmas
on a
CD of the dog.
Right. We're going to lay down a podcast where you tell the whole fucking story. And if you want that, it's $100.
Oh, boy.
$100.
We'll sell none of those. We've got a pastor.
Pastor.
In Alabama. Fuck Let's keep you. Talking about Roy Moore, because why the fuck not?
Yeah, you guys, the GOP wants to elect a child rapist.
Listen to this guy.
To write laws.
This is one of the 50 pastors that sent a letter supporting for Judge Roy Moore, godly man.
Hey, you pastors. Hey, fuck your God and fuck your stupid fucking faith, right?
Well, fuck your
no, I mean,
hypocrisy. I mean,
you're a shepherd of
again,
a flock.
Do what you want.
And you're supporting a rapist.
Well, right. Fuck you.
Yeah, good for you.
But that's not the religion's fault.
Well,
it's those who are wielding it as a cudgel, just like those that blow up the shit for Islam.
You don't hold Jesus responsible for what his stupid fucknut followers
well,
do.
You know, no.
I before I go to bed every night, I pray to God. I'm like, hey, Jesus, you really.
I hold religion responsible.
Right.
I don't hold
yeah.
the myths responsible. I hold the organization yeah. responsible.
If Jesus existed, you know, I would just pray. I would have a list. I've said again, God, another night I'm going to mention all the people that need to fry in hell, okay? That's what I would pray for. Honestly.
And they do.
Do they do that?
You heard these Christians here? They don't pray for like love and hope and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Only if one of their own kind gets hurt. Thoughts and prayers.
Do you think some right-wing nut job?
Otherwise, if you're a gay person or a Muslim or something, yes. I can't wait to watch you burn in the fires of hell. I'm going to get a really long stick. I'm going to put a marshmallow on the end of it. I'm going to watch your taint roasting. I'm going to hold my stick right there so that my marshmallow gets good and fluffy. And I'm going to make some hate s'mores.
I just thought of the worst product ever. Roy S'mores.
There you go.
Creative.
So Pastor Earl Wise
Fuck
was
you.
Interviewed by the Boston Globe.
Yes.
And says that he's going to continue to support Roy Moore.
Okay.
He will continue to support Roy Moore, even if it is proven true that he sexually molested girls.
Oh, okay. Okay. What the fuck?
I don't know how much these women are getting paid, but I can only believe they're getting a healthy sum.
Is this guy a fucking parent?
He said, if stories are true, why this the old tripe,
yes.
Bullshit, trope, crap.
It is tripe.
Why don't they come forward years ago There ought to be a statute of limitations on this stuff. There is.
There is.
There's no criminal charges against him right now. If there were, they would be taking him to jail and booking him on charges.
And it's an injustice.
Right.
That there's an expiration date on when you can say somebody fucking raped you. It's insane.
How these gals.
Oh, my God.
How these little fellas came up with it. How these gals came up with this, I don't know. They must have had some sweet dream somewhere down the line.
This pastor is a disgusting bag of human dog shit.
Sweet dreams of Roy Moore.
Bleh.
How more
bleh.
Bullshit could that be?
Is this guy... Hold on a second. Let me understand the nuttiness.
The pastor...
This pastor is suggesting that Roy Moore's victims, if they were molested, probably fantasized about it after the fucking
know.
Fact.
I don't know
what
how,
a piece
I don't
of
know
shit.
How to interpret that.
Kate, get Dexter on the phone right now. Right now.
Plus, there are some 14-year-olds who, the way they look, could pass for 20.
You're fucked up. This guy's fucked. What the fuck?
The Boston Globe interviewed 10 evangelical pastors, all of whom said the allegations did not change their support for Roy Moore.
Oh, my God. And they, hey, listen, you know what's great? They give atheists shit because you don't have any moral code or whatever. You don't live by any morals because you don't believe in God. Tell you what. If you rape a kid, that's bad. In my book, that's real bad.
Right. There's a great meme I saw. It's been, God. There's another one version of it with Santa Claus on it that I think is
yes.
in a comment on Facebook, on our Facebook page. But it says Christians want to put the Christ back into Christmas. How about putting the Christ back into Christians?
I saw that. Yeah. Yeah, what about that, dickheads?
They really are the most heinous, hate-filled... hypocritical, vile, lying,
right,
unscrupulous, ethics-free creatures that are out there now. Don't, it's so bizarre.
Don't they see that, like, well, just want to ask him, how important is it really that Roy Moore gets elected to the Senate? Because if he gets elected, Mitch the Bench said he was going to expel the motherfucker.
Right.
So what's the point? So now if you're a pastor, you're going to come out and say, hey, I'll elect this guy, even though he raped kids. So now, like, how do you, like, you gave an exception for rape in your moral code. And if you have kids and your kid's like, oh, I'm going to punish Junior because he got a D in math. Well, you were cool with Roy Moore raping right. someone. Do you know what I mean? It's fucked up.
A group of nearly 60 progressive pastors, meanwhile, have denounced Moore.
Okay.
Calling him an extremist, unfit for office.
Yeah.
Including Reverend
Lovejoy.
Reverend Bishop Barber.
Right.
He's the guy that spoke at the Democratic National Convention. He's good. He's a
good. Oh, okay.
He's a good dude.
Good.
Doesn't seem to be wielding his religion for too much hate.
I don't care if he raped them girls. I don't give a fuck.
They don't. Kay Ivey said it.
Yeah. The governor. The governor of your fucking
like,
state.
I don't, you know, I got no reason to not believe those women, but we need that vote. We need those votes in the Senate to make sure that they stop killing the babies and they stop taking our Christianity away from us.
God.
And they stop letting the niggers run the streets.
Well, you can't take anybody's Christianity away because it doesn't exist. I mean, it's a fucking idea. It's a thing. It's a thing you think about that supposedly keeps you from doing bad shit like raping kids. But, you know, whatever.
And then, more proof that it's just a cult.
Yes.
The Trump cult. This is from the CNN. This is one of those panels.
Right.
Where they're talking to Trump voters and
yes.
you know they're keeping up with them. I don't
right.
remember funny, I don't remember this happening. during the Obama administration, during the Bush administration, to where they have to keep going to these people and saying, no, seriously, are you still sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see what's happening? Are you still sure?
I mean, it's just, we're in a fucked up place yeah. in this country, dude. We're in a fucked up, fuck me in the ass, fucked
so
up place.
Listen to this guy, basically, well, he says it. If Jesus told him, Jesus.
Right. White Jesus. Are we talking about white Jesus?
If Jesus told him that Trump colluded with Russia, he'd have to check with Trump.
Millionaires.
I love that. They're not politicians.
Oops.
And millionaires.
I love that. They're not politicians.
And you don't see them as part of the swamp who have not capitalized on the system.
In a capitalist system, you're allowed to make money. Okay. Being rich is good.
Yeah, so then what is the swamp?
The swamp for me...
The mainstream.
Is yes, you almost nailed it. It's the mainstream. It's the...
It's normal people. It's everybody in the country. Right. That's what mainstream means, you assholes.
Yeah,
you heartless, ethics-free greedsters are the minority.
So they're saying the poor people are the fucking swamp.
The mainstream.
Fuck you, man. That's some elitist bullshit.
Elites that look down on a small guy like myself.
I think the swamp is also, no doubt, Congress, Senate, to be able to clean that up somehow.
But this is what confuses me. How do you get rid of the House
you
and
don't,
the Senate?
You don't. You make it more accountable and more accountable to the people.
We agree. See, this is where they flee. They're fleeced.
Yeah.
This is where they're stupid.
Right.
Because we agree. Everything should be transparent. Everything should be accountable for people. You know how we do that? We get money out of politics.
Absolutely.
These are like, no. You let money rich is good. You let people get as rich as they want and screw everybody and pollute whatever they want.
I mean, in a way, why do we even need shit to be transparent if you think about it? Because you can just tell by the actions of our government, they aren't accountable to the people.
Right.
The NRA bullshit.
There's no
Everybody wants fucking gun control, but we don't get it.
So we agree with you,
fuck?
Pinheads. On this
God,
tiny
the normal
thing.
People, the main
yeah,
people.
This is what confuses
swamp.
Me. How do you get rid of the House
you
and the Senate?
You don't. You make it more accountable and more accountable to the people.
You know, I own a pest control company. It's not much, but it's mine. You know, and I work hard for it. You know, I never went to college. Just your typical guy who's trying to make a living. And for years, they've been just kicking us to the side. And here comes the president. Let me tell you. If Jesus Christ gets down off the cross and told me Trump is with Russia, I would tell him, hold on a second. I need to check with the president if it's true.
Why That's do you...
The woman next to him, Trump voter, rolled her eyes on that one. So
Hold on a second. I want to think about the reality of this. I know it's crazy. Imagine Jesus is nailed to a cross. Nailed. He rips his hands from the nails. He takes the crown of thorns.
You know, it depends on the type of nails. But yeah,
obviously, sure. Okay, let's say roofing nails.
They're Brad's, you know, it's...
They're Brad's. He gets down from this fucking cross of which he's fastened to in some manner. And he walks over bleeding everywhere. He hasn't been down since he got crucified. He comes over, he's like, I'm hurting, I'm in pain.
Pungent.
Yeah, oh, he smells bad. It's all, yeah. It's all fucking ball of wax. He goes up to this guy, Trump colluded with Russia. And then this motherfucker has the nerve to say, oh, let me check with Trump. God would smite you the fuck down, all you right. fucking dickhead. That's insane.
So, there you go. He believes. He's obviously a believer, too. So, he puts Trump. How is it not a cult? How are these people not cultists?
I'll tell you what they are. They're dumbassists. That's who they are.
I'm sure he works
hard
in his pest control business.
Yes.
And yes, I agree. The regulations should be eased on small businesses
right.
within reason. Maybe not regulations, taxes and shit should be eased on small businesses. The problem is they're not. All the business cuts go to AT&T and GE and
what?
The giant fucking corporations so that guys like this guy get put out of business. Be some multinational corporation that runs pest control so that Orkin can put him out of business.
Why does
and the Republicans support Orkin over that guy, and
How
he
come?
Doesn't see it.
Okay, Why didn't he see it? How come? Isn't he smart enough?
No.
The guy runs a fucking business. He can't see this point. He can't understand that. That Trump is not out for his interests.
No.
He can't see that.
He's told. He watches one news channel.
Oh, crab diving?
And he's told that it's the evil government.
Yeah.
Coming down on him. Obama. All those regulations. Obama, the worst president in history.
Just get your news from our podcast. You'll be fine.
Oh, well, don't do that.
No, exclusively.
Don't do that.
Stop listening to the other shit.
Verify even this.
Yeah, verify this.
I got your verify right here.
Got your verification.
So that's a little bit depressing. That
people are dumb as fuck.
Ethics free, morality free.
I don't mean to bring this up again. I still can't get over all the people in my Facebook feed that are like, R.A.P. Charles Manson. God damn.
We've got a quick one here. Steve Mnuchin.
Mnuchin.
Who couldn't have had a better time to have a picture of him and his wife holding up newly printed money.
Sheets of money. They're holding up sheets of fucking money.
Did you hear he said, I didn't know that was supposed to go public.
Okay, well, fuck me. So, all right.
I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, you're garbage.
He was on, Steve Mnuchin was on Fox News.
Fuck you.
And the host there.
Yes.
Actually appeared to almost ask a real question or two.
Right.
They say everybody's taxes are going to get lowered.
Okay.
And even Fox News, apparently, this is Bill Hemmer, said, which is why we don't know his name, because he sounds like he might be an actual news person on Fox, possibly.
Yeah, you don't hear from this guy.
We don't hear from him, of course, because he's not popular over there. You will admit now that some Americans under this Republican plan will be paying more in taxes. He said.
Bleh.
And then Mnuchin was like, well, blah, blah, blah.
You fucking dickhead.
But then he basically says, well, you know, don't worry. These any raises in taxes for lower or middle income people.
Yes.
Will be offset by these huge cuts for Wall Street. Don't worry.
Why do I? Wait.
It's full trickle down. Don't worry. Wall Street will have, and corporations will have these huge cuts, and any little bit of taxes you're going up, your salary is going to rise so much, which is a lie. We had that room full of CEOs.
Yes.
That Gary Cohn.
Right.
The guy asked, how many people here are going to, after these tax cuts, will be reinvesting in more capital and hiring more people? And it was crickets, because they realize the demand drives their business and not how much money they have sitting in their coffers.
These oligarch fuckchwants are going to be buried with their money, and it ain't trickling down. What do I give a fuck if Wall Street gets a tax break?
Exactly.
I don't fucking care. I don't give a fuck. Kate, do you give a fuck? She doesn't care.
And then they fuck up the economy. We have to bail them out. Isn't that great?
You. Oh, yeah. It's a real party.
And how many of those CEOs went to jail for the 2008...
Oh, I don't know.
World crisis, recession?
Zero. Zero.
Exactly.
Zero. That's bullshit.
Zero.
Yeah. Rage.
So there you go. That asshole...
Right.
Steve Mnuchin. Oh, well, Spinter. You know, rich people, don't worry. I'm
taking a picture with a big sheet of money. I didn't know that was going to go public.
He said the tax increases would be limited to rich people in high tax states. That's not true at all.
You're
and
a
in
liar.
Fact, high tax states, the middle and lower classes are going to get fucked more by that because they want to get rid of the state and local tax deduction.
Yeah.
Which means the taxes that you pay to your state and local, you get to deduct that from your taxes that you pay federally.
Right.
The Republicans want to get rid of that so that they can give tax breaks to their gazillionaire friends who will use accountants and shenanigans and loopholes to make sure that they pay nothing.
When do we
nothing get... in taxes.
Surely the electorate is getting tired of this garbage, this bullshit, these shenanigans. We're just going to take it and take it and take it. And hey, listen. for a little cherry on top of all the fucking bullshit, we're going to elect this Roy Moore dickbag.
Yeah, and we're going to shove some Jesus in your holes. In addition to that, when we're sucking the rest of the value out of your life.
Fucking the governor of Alabama is telling people to vote for a child rapist. You got to be out of your fucking mind.
It says Trump supporters have a new insane conspiracy theory. Okay. Oh, God. You've got my click, Newsweek.
God, you guys, what is their problem? Are they just dumb? Is it pure stupidity?
Oh, this has to do with pedophilia.
Oh, Pizzagate? God.
This is from Newsweek. When President Trump awkwardly sipped from a water bottle during a speech last week, it made waves on Twitter and comparisons were made to Rubio's famous water gaffe. To some lurking in the dark corners of social media, however.
Yes.
The president's slip had a far more serious message. According to the latest bizarre conspiracy theory circulating among some Trump supporters on Twitter and 4chan.
4chan? 4chan, that's the network where you go get child porn and
they're
gross
shit,
allegedly right?
Cracking down on that, but yes.
God.
It's a secret sign that he is about to bring down an elite child sex trafficking ring involving Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yes. Okay. Elite.
Come on.
So emails, Benghazi, kid diddling. I mean.
Then they talk about Pizzagate. They say it's Pizzagate on steroids. They go on and talk about Pizzagate. And then at Newsweek, it says they talk about how the people at the restaurant staff were subjected to an array of threats. Eventually, a man fired shots into the restaurants under the belief, he claimed, that child sex slaves were being held prisoner inside.
Oh, my God. I hate stupid people.
Spoiler alert.
Stupid people with guns.
They weren't.
There's no basement. They supposedly these kids were in a basement.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no fucking basement.
In that restaurant. This latest conspiracy theory is accompanied by the hashtag follow the white rabbit.
Okay. Is this a right-wing nut job?
It says
job
it takes Pizzagate and runs in new, even more bizarre directions.
Ooh.
Among them
is
that Clinton... Chelsea Clinton and Senator John McCain are among leading figures secretly wearing ankle bracelets after having already been indicted.
So, wait, they've been indicted for kid diddling, and now they're wearing ankle bracelets, but nobody knows.
Because apparently Chelsea Clinton hurt her ankle one time and had to wear a boot. John McCain had to wear an air cast on his ankle for some fall, and Hillary also had to at one point. So there's pictures of the three of them out in their lives wearing their ankle supports, their casts. And it says, can anyone confirm that Hillary Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, John McCain have their boot on their leg? Rumors going around they have ankle monitors that they're trying to cover up. When were they indicted?
That's true. I mean, you know, that really...
Oh, my God. These people are
so
desperate.
Dumb. But that's... I mean, you know, that's the beauty if you're a right-wing nut job politician. Your constituents are just so stupid and gullible. They'll fucking believe anything. So tell them whatever you want. Run a child molester. They don't give a fuck. They don't fucking care. Why are these people concerned about Roy Moore? I mean, I don't know about a fucking wristband or an ankle bracelet. Or whatever, but I know there's credible allegations that he's done some bad shit to kids.
This theory goes far beyond accusing Clinton of being involved in a pedophilia ring led by the wealthy banking family, the Rothschilds.
Yes.
It alleges, and I agree, the Rothschilds have no business.
Are they child molesters?
Being billionaires after their great, 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 great. Let's go back to the mid-1800s.
Yeah.
Family got rich in banking.
Oh,
this is my issue. Why? I agree with the lunatics on the right. The Rothschilds should not be in charge of international banking.
Oh, yeah, dude.
There's no reason for that fuck them.
Yeah.
We don't have royalty. I mean, we do. This is in the form of rich people.
This is motherfucking America, okay?
Fuck yeah. It's America. Don't kneel.
Yeah, don't kneel. Chelsea Clinton's diddling kids. I didn't know that. I thought she was busy being a lawyer. Didn't she go to law school? Don't they teach you in law school and not molest kids?
And they point out that Trump appeared on Alex Jones's show before the election, and he's also led the false claims that Obama was born out of the United States.
Oh, God. Birtherism.
During the campaign, he even tweeted and talked about unfounded rumors that Clinton had Parkinson's, remember? Was getting ready to drop dead.
Right, any second.
And accused her of using drugs during a debate.
Oh, shit, man.
So there you go. Follow the white rabbit if you want to.
Yay.
Hashtag follow the white rabbit for fun if you want to go on the social medias.
Damn.
And look for that swamp.
I got some news alert on my shitty computer telling me that CBS News suspends Charlie Rose after eight women.
Trending.
Oh, my God.
It's on the Twitter.
Charlie Rose?
I think he saw something about sex phone calls.
Can I ask a serious question? How does Charlie Rose get somebody's attention to molest them or to feel him up or whatever the fuck he did? Because he's such a, like, I watch his show and I like his interviews and shit, but he seems like such a soft spoken dude. How does he get your attention if he's going to diddle you or something? Hey, you know what I mean?
Eight women have told the Post that longtime television host Charlie Rose made unwanted sexual advances toward them, including lewd phone calls.
Oh, my God.
Walking around naked in their presence.
What the fuck?
Or groping their breasts, buttocks, or genital areas.
Charlie Rose saying weird things on the phone, man. That blows my mind.
The women were employees or aspired to work for Rose at the Charlie Rose show from the late 90s to as recently as 2011.
What a dirtbag.
Ranging in age from 21 to 37 at the time of the alleged encounters.
Right.
Rose is currently 75.
Yes.
He co-hosts CBS This Morning, and he's also on 60 Minutes. And he still has his show on PBS.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of a weird, you know, I got a PBS show. But sometimes I walk around naked when I'm talking to chicks that work for me. Since these chicks, God, sorry. Women. I mean, you know, Charlie Rose takes his dick out and walks around naked.
For all the women, reporters interviewed friends, colleagues, or family members who said the women had confided in them about aspects of the incidents. So again, contemporaneous corroboration.
Right. God, I hope Al Franken didn't walk around naked in front of a bunch of people. Ugh. God, guys.
We've got a statement from Charlie Rose. In my 45 years in journalism, I've prided myself on being an advocate for the careers of the women with whom I've worked. Nevertheless, in the past few days, claims have been made about my behavior towards some former female colleagues. It is essential that these women know I hear them and that I deeply apologize for my inappropriate behavior. I'm greatly embarrassed. I have behaved insensitively at times, and I accept responsibility for that, though I do not believe that all of these allegations are accurate.
Right.
I always felt that I was pursuing shared feelings, even though I now realize I was mistaken. Oh, they wanted it. They wanted me. They wanted my 68-year-old penis.
Hey, Hey, I can't imagine anybody ever say, hey, Charlie, you know what would be great right now? Could you take your clothes off and walk around?
Could you walk around naked?
In front of me. Give me all the angles. I want to see every inch of you.
I love seeing your citizens in the nude. What the fuck? I'm 27. I love seeing a 60-year-old man in the nude.
Blech.
He says, I've learned a great deal as a result of these events, and I hope others will too. All of us, including me, are coming to a newer and deeper recognition of the pain caused by conduct in the past and have come to a profound new respect for women and their lives.
Yeah. Jeez. Charlie fucking Rose, man. I mean, God damn.
That's most crazy. Of the women said he alternated between fury and flattery in their interactions with them. Five of them described Rose putting his hands on their legs, sometimes their upper thigh, and what they perceived as a test to gauge their reactions. Two said when they were working for him at his residence or while traveling with him on business, he emerged from the shower and walked around naked in front of them.
What the fuck?
One woman said he groped her buttocks at a staff party.
Staff. Okay, so when you get out of the shower, you're generally in a bathroom. And if there are people in your house or whatever, you have the door closed. And then you get dressed. But he doesn't do that.
Not if you're Charlie Rosen.
God damn. I like to drip dry. Remember that scene?
Not if you're Weinstein.
Right. Do you remember that scene where Cuba Gooding Jr. What's that movie?
Show
oh,
me
yeah.
The money.
With the fucking weirdo Scientologist, Tom Cruise. Show me the money.
Yeah.
What's that? Jerry Maguire?
Yes.
He's standing in front of Cuba Gooding Jr. is the football player, and he's just got out of the locker room. He's standing in front of Jerry Maguire with no towel on. And Jerry Maguire is like, hey, don't you want a towel or something? And Cuba Gooding Jr. says to him, I like to air dry. That was inappropriate.
There you go. It's sexually harassing. So there you go.
Great. Charlie Rose.
Charlie Rose, the latest.
You know what would be crazy? You think there's anything flying out there about Terry Gross from Fresh Air? I can't imagine. Touch my boobs.
I'm still, I just closed the story about the...
about what?
The new pedo. That was right. Trump sending a signal of some sort.
What do you mean?
Trump is sending a signal that he's ready to indict Hillary. I don't know what that means.
Oh, my God. You want to indict Hillary, but yet you're sad Manson's dead. I don't understand these dumb white males in this fucking country. You're all stupid.
God, Breitbart Radio.
What is that?
I think this clip might be too long. Let me just talk about the money points. This is Breitbart editor-in-chief.
Yes.
Alex Marlowe, I believe.
Right.
And, here's just a couple, here's a little bit of it. Listen to these assholes talking about the Roy Moore thing. Oh God.
The media want to say Roy Moore stands accused. Remember,
yes.
Go back to the original Washington Post story. There were four women cited in that. Three of them were of legal age.
Right.
And if the left is the one, they've been saying love is love for years.
Love is love in regards to adult same-sex relationships. Love is love.
Oh my.
Now they're saying, the left is so hypocritical. What if it's a 40-year-old man and an 11-year-old? Hey, love is love.
You know what a common denominator in all these fucking Roy Moore allegations? There was no consent.
Right.
And they were kids.
He was Grabby McGrabster. And he also, when they rebuffed him, if they did, he whipped out the, you can't tell anyone, they'll believe me over you.
Right.
Because I'm the DA of Etowah County, Alabama.
Can you believe that guy just said that? Love.
Well, yes, Breitbart
love.
Radio. Of course
oh,
I can.
Oh, my God.
This is, I don't
Whoa,
know.
Who that's
this...
creepy as fuck.
Let me see who this guy is. His name is Dan Gaynor.
Did any of these...
G-A-I-N-O-R.
Did any of these dickheads have kids? I mean, you know. Roy Moore preyed on children. Yeah. Did that bother you? I guess not.
And if the left is the one, they've been saying love is love for years, which means anything goes between at least one hopes consenting legal people.
Yes.
So that immediately means the Post larded up their story with allegations from people who were of legal age.
What? They larded up their story, meaning they...
Their story is that it wasn't consensual.
Right.
It's not that nobody... I mean, it's gross, but if he was 30 and banging an 18-year-old...
Right.
Ew.
Yeah.
But legal.
Yes.
Untoward, but legal. Right. The problem is, if they're 18... And he offers to drive him home and sticks his hand, grabs her hand, and puts it on his little pecker.
Right.
There's an issue.
There's no consent.
Right.
It's disturbing. You know, we should be disturbed that The state of Alabama doesn't understand that you have to have consent before you touch a woman. That's fucked up. And these guys are fucked. Love is love.
Love is love.
You're so stupid.
Love says love is love.
God, we got to read it. We got to. It's like we have to define rape for these idiots.
Allegations from people who were of legal age to undercut him, to basically make it seem like the other case is more credible. Well, you know, which is it? Is it love is love, in which case you're not going to go around reporting anything that crazy liberals do? You won't show us how bad the gay pride parade is in San Francisco, etc.
What's happening at the gay pride parade?
I don't know. You're not going to tell us how bad the parade is? You mean it's not exciting?
Is there
enough?
Some non-consensual right. child molestation going on the street at the gay pride parade?
Maybe it's the gay pride parade. I mean, it's people that are celebrating their sexuality. That sounds consensual to me. Oh, my God.
It's how bad the gay pride parade is in San Francisco, etc. Or are you really going to say, anybody who dates somebody 16, even if it's legal, they're a creep. And
yes.
We're going to go after all the people in Hollywood, all the people in sports and media who do bad things. No, it's a completely messed up double standard. They want to destroy anybody on the right and use whatever club they can get to do it.
Wow. The club.
There you go.
So, like, it's just the left is like, oh, my God, look at the good news. This guy running for Senate potentially raped a bunch of kids, was inappropriate, was banned from a shopping mall because he's creepy. I don't know that the left sees that as an opportunity, dickhead.
Over the weekend, the story came out that he used to troll the Y.
Oh, my God.
He used to walk around the Y with his shirt off.
What's wrong with him, man? Yeah, what the right. Fuck! Do you want this guy to be your fucking legislator? I mean, don't you think there's not a guy that's more evolved or someone that could do a better job writing laws?
Have you ever seen more perky DA nipples than this?
You better listen. Be careful how you answer. Jeez.
The heinous.
Yeah.
Breitbart. Breitbart News.
Boy, the Breitbart has a way of really bringing out the worst in America. You know?
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing with this whole Trump administration.
There's also a report, you know, that the Daily Beast has today saying that the Trump advisors in the White House, probably including Ivanka and Jared, want Trump to distance himself from Roy Moore.
Yes.
And he, in the middle of the night, snuck under the bed and called Stevie Bannon.
What do I do?
Who said, don't do that.
I mean, you know, most people would want to distance themselves from a child rapist.
Multiple sources. In and out of the West Wing say that, this is Daily Beast, say that some of Trump's closest advisors have recommended that he not criticize more publicly.
God. Stephen Miller.
Among those privately encouraging him to stay mum have been Kellyanne Conway.
Yes.
And Steve Bannon.
Wow.
According to two sources, one a White House official and the other a Republican source close to both the White House and Bannon, Bannon has spoken multiple times on the phone to President Trump since late last week. At least one of those calls devoted to discouraging the president from rejecting or criticizing Roy Moore in public statements.
But didn't Bannon publicly say that he was thinking about pulling his
not
support
publicly.
From Roy?
No, that was a leak.
Okay. Leak. God, what a bunch of gross dickheads. Ugh.
The Daily Beast previously reported Bannon himself started to waver, have second thoughts.
Right.
After days of consideration during which the Drudge Report knocked Bannon and labeled the candidate Judge Whore.
Nah, that's funny.
I missed that one.
Right.
And after consulting with his inner circle, Bannon ultimately decided to redouble his support for Moore.
Doubling down, baby!
Rather than be portrayed as caving to the establishment Republicans he loathes.
Why don't you be portrayed as coming out in support of these women that are bringing these allegations against Roy Moore? Why doesn't that occur to him? Why doesn't that occur to these people? They're fucked.
Then it says, as part of that renewed effort, Bannon also made entreaties to other prominent Moore allies, such as Fox News host Sean Hannity.
Big ham-faced dickhead.
Hannity later walked back his threat to withdraw his support from Moore's candidacy. You remember that? He's got 24 hours. He's got 24 hours.
Yeah. Clock's ticking, dickhead.
It says Trump doesn't appear eager to publicly weigh in on Moore, in part due to the fact that doing so would immediately open him up to questions about the onrush of sexual harassment and assault allegations he faced.
He's weighing in about every other fucking thing on the fucking planet. What do you weigh in again about this? It's what everybody's talking about, stupid.
Ivanka.
Yes.
Even in an interview said there's a special place in hell for people who prey on children.
Yay. Now go have some Chinese children make your sweaters.
I've yet to see a valid explanation, and I have no reason to doubt the victims' accounts, she said. I saw another article.
Yes.
Last week that Breitbart, not happy with her.
Right.
For that. Obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Ivanka, what about the women that accused your father? What do you think about them?
Cricket, 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 yeah. Cricket, cricket. And then Trump, of course. The Al Frankenstein picture is really bad. Speaks 1,000 words. Where do his hands go in pictures 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 while she sleeps? We do have a little Festivus today, by the way.
I wonder where his hands would go. Where would his hands go?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And they're pussy.
Yes. To grab. You fuck.
His little stubby fingers.
Right.
He tweeted in the third person 11 hours ago, under President Trump, unemployment rate will drop below 4%. Analysts predict economic boom for 2018.
I'm supporting a rapist in Alabama.
I don't know who's predicting that, BT Dubs.
He is. Jesus.
I saw an article, a scary article, also last week that certain economic indicators in the bullshit Wall Street fog somewhere are looking remarkably similar to right before everything crumbled in 2008.
Oh shit! Do you think his foreign policy will have a negative impact on our economy, like the instability of whether or not we're going to get in a nuclear war with North Korea?
Yes, all
things
of
that nature.
Yes.
Wouldn't that fuck us up too?
12 hours ago, so 6:25 a.m.
Right
in Trump time.
Isn't that when he wakes up to go to the gym or something like that?
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I want my Egg McMuffin.
Yeah, probably does.
Literally minutes after a Fox and Friends report about Marshawn Lynch kneeling during the national anthem at a game
he
in Mexico, at the game that they played in Mexico, he got pissed because Marshawn Lynch stood for the Mexican national anthem and took a knee for the United States national anthem.
Right.
So he tweeted, Marshawn Lynch, he's black, you know.
Okay.
I'm adding that one.
Yes.
Of the NFL's Oakland Raiders stands for the Mexican anthem and sits down to booze for our national anthem. Great disrespect! Exclamation point. Next time, NFL should suspend him for remainder of season.
Oh, shit.
Attendance and ratings way down.
Oh, my God. That's just not something that's done in countries that are democratic. That
which also BT Dubs,
right?
All sports on telly is down,
right?
Just so you know.
You know what else is down?
And it was on its way down before Colin Kaepernick took it.
Right. You know what else is down? Trump hotels, 36% a decline in room rates. How's the brand going, dickhead?
Last night he tweeted, Republican senators are working very hard to get tax cuts and tax reform approved. There's no reform.
Right. It's cuts, right?
Tell us what the reform is.
Duh.
Cricket, cricket, cricket.
Fuck you. That's reform.
Hopefully it will not be long and they do not want to disappoint the American public. This morning he talked about it a little bit and he's like, the Democrats are obstructionists.
Nah!
Not one Democrat's going to vote to help your taxes.
Paul Ryan shut down the government and guess who didn't get money? Meals on Wheels. Right? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, I think that was one of the things that that got cut for a while. And,
Oh, that's okay.
Wasn't it like people working at national monuments and national parks and shit got laid off?
They got fucked. But listen, okay, the Democrats, they're the obstructionists. Fine.
Then this one drives me crazy because we talked about it offline earlier.
Crab diving offline conversation.
He set the fire, then is trying to take credit for calling 911 to put out the fire.
Yeah.
This is the big game trophy thing.
Yeah.
Big game trophy decision will be announced. Again, he's teasing it.
Right.
Next Tuesday on The Apprentice.
Tune in.
Watch Dennis Rodman.
Oh, my God.
Big game trophy decision will be announced next week, but will be very hard because hard pressed to change my mind that this horror show in any way helps conservation of elephants. I love elephants. Big, beautiful elephants. Or any other animal.
Does he say big, beautiful?
No.
I don't know, man. It sounds like...
I know. It's hard to decide with satire.
Right.
So he's making it sound like, I think I don't get this either.
I mean, I mean this in the nicest way possible.
Fuck him.
I hate this president.
He's loathsome.
He sucks.
And his people are loathsome. And you know, it was just for the two DNA loads that he blew that love to go down to Africa and shoot animals.
Explain that to me.
I want a big stuffed elephant that I killed, and I want it in the middle of my living room.
Can you imagine seeing an elephant in the wild? How amazing that would be. Would you want to kill it?
And then he's sticking with the animal advocates argument that we don't buy that it's for conservation. Oh, it's to help we only pick the old sick ones that we allow them to kill.
Right.
Bullshit.
Why are you doing that? Why do that? Why pick the old sick elephant?
Well, and they're lying.
Yeah, and also we know that elephants have a large brain, right? I mean, they feel things. They have emotions.
Sure. Yes.
You're going to kill them for their fucking ivory? Oh God, you heartless
tail.
Fucking...
There's a picture of Don Jr. Holding an elephant tail that he chopped off of an elephant that he bravely killed.
Man, that's so fucked up, man. It's so shitty. I just... What's wrong with us, please?
I don't get fun hunting at all.
Send that fucking comet.
If
obliterate
for
this
some
planet.
Reason in 21st century America, you still have to hunt to eat. Okay.
Fine.
But if... I don't think there are many that qualify.
Right.
That really need to hunt to eat.
I go to the grocery store.
Don't just do it for the weird thrill snicks of getting their rocks off killing something.
You go to the dollar store, you get spaghetti, get pasta, you get a can of fucking spaghetti sauce, get some vegetables, turn on the stove and you make your shit, and nowhere in that process do I have to slit the throat of a fucking giraffe.
Mm. So gross.
Fucked up.
And then you hang the head on the fucking wall.
What the fuck? How is that relaxing? I don't want to look at the corpse of a fucking animal.
Yeah, how is that not creepy? I mean, I don't know. I think our society has changed. I don't think animal heads on the walls are a sign of coolness anymore.
No.
I think it's pretty fucking gross.
I think it's offensive.
Gross, gross, gross.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Monday. Don't forget we're here
Hello.
Every goddamn weekday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast.
Jolly good.
iTunes, Stitcher.
Fuck you.
Crabdiving.com and listen to all those stuff here on the
right, man. The Hollywood Hick, the Daily Upper Decker, K-Voice.
Here's a hilarious clip. Since it's only Crip, here's a
Crip.
And Clip. Here's a hilarious Crip and Clip.
Yay, that's what he would do.
We usually, reserve the more onerous of the evangelical twants for Faithless Friday.
Fuck you.
But every once in a while, I'll see something. It's just too fucking funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Here is...
Well, it's only Monday, too.
It's only Monday.
More shit is going to go down before, you know...
I'm sure End Times broadcaster Rick Wiles will say something additionally shitty between now and Friday.
Is this the clip you were screening earlier?
This is the clip I was screening earlier and laughing at.
I can't wait.
Here is Rick Wiles.
Fuck you.
You know, they're all fired up again because of Australia.
What's up with that?
They voted...
The gay marriage?
Pro-gay marriage, yeah.
Well, of course.
And the prime minister down there said he's going to try to have it done by Christmas or something. They're going to try to
gay marriage, marriage equality.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's a great thing, right?
Well, yeah, maybe. They're also may frighteningly allow their heinous, evil religious right to put things in.
Yes.
Like. You don't have to bake cakes for homos and shit like that. So
fuck that shit.
We're waiting to see if it's going to be actual equality. That's just faux equality.
That's like a deal breaker.
Well, right. Here is Rick Wiles talking to his version.
Right.
Of I don't know what his. I don't think I ever learned what his toady's name is, but Rick Wiles has a toady on his radio show.
It's like Paul, what's his face with David Letterman? Paul, what was David Letterman's psychic name? Paul
Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer. As I say, Paul Reiser.
Or like Lori Baker.
Yes.
Here is Rick Wiles
talking
about the homosexuals.
What you see is the sexual debauchery is always accompanied by witchcraft and occultism.
Yes.
Another important lesson. Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, God.
The actual sin, I mean, the big sin that produced the homosexuality. I mean, the homosexuality became so bad that the men wanted to rape angels.
I'm sorry. I blew over the money shot. The men wanted to rape angels.
That
is the story that... God sent some angels and we're knocking door to door or something. I don't know what the fuck the story is.
Yeah, even if you're talking about an angel, that requires consent, right? The angel has to consent.
One would assume, sure.
I mean, they are ghosts, aren't they? Or what is an angel?
Actual sin. I mean, the big sin that produced the homosexuality. I mean, the homosexuality became so bad that the men wanted to rape angels. I mean, think about this. God sends angels.
I am thinking about it.
Angels to the city. And they demanded to rape them. I mean, that is one sick, sick society.
Yeah. Think about it. I want you to sit there and think about angel rape, okay?
Well, yeah, but I would say someone even sicker there, Lot was willing to offer up.
Get a feather job.
Who the fuck is this guy? Oh, yeah, what a feather job. I'm going to stick my dick in your heart.
Let's play ring toss with your halo.
Listen to this guy, though. His sidekick sounds like fucking Al Gore, doesn't he? Listen to him.
Society.
Well, yeah, but I would say someone even sicker there, Lot was willing to offer up his daughter.
Yes.
Lot was willing to offer up his daughter. I imagine the internet, you know.
These guys are so fucked up. Like, hey, offer up your daughter.
Lot was, yeah.
For what?
To Roy Moore.
Fucking
society.
Well, yeah, but I would say someone even sicker there, Lot was willing to offer up his daughter.
Yes. Okay, so there's your.
Well, I wonder if he got in trouble for suggesting that offering up your daughter to fuck angels is worse than homosexuality.
Oh.
You think Rick had a talk with him during the next break?
Hold on a second. I'm trying to figure this out. Offering up your daughter is worse than gay stuff.
That's what that guy just said.
That's what this guy's saying? Shit.
Worse than that is Lot wanted to offer up his daughter.
Rick Wiles probably fired the guy.
There's your.
Worse than homosexuality? What?
Can we just say, just on a pure entertainment value of the show, I mean, like, I think we do a good job of keeping the energy up on our podcast. I fucking think, I don't know. These people suck! They suck! God damn it! If they ask me for an honest critique of their podcast, independent of content, I would be like, number one, you're boring. You're boring. We keep saying, like, the homosexuality.
The homosexuality. Yeah.
You're nuts.
I almost fell out of my chair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The evangelicals are like little, did you ever see little baby piglets fighting to get to the teats of the sow? Doing that to Roy Moore's sack right now. They're all like piranhas trying to nibble on a ham, trying to get to that ball sack.
I'm imagining Roy Moore's nut sacks with nipples. Right.
And he's saying the religious elite of the time were the ones that wanted to fuck angels and thought it was okay to hand over your daughter to some traveling angels.
So what do we have right now?
What
the fuck? Don't you? This is the religious elite.
Good God fearing, yeah. Good God fearing Roy Moore being attacked by.
I mean, is it not okay? Let me ask you something dumb. Is it a sin in Christianityville, USA, to fuck outside of marriage?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you okay?
So, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
I'm thinking the Academy. Isn't what Roy Moore doing, isn't it sinful? Isn't this a sin? I'm sorry, I guess. Let me pack up my knives and go home. Fuck everybody. I'm voted off the island.
Oops. Hold on a second.
Hey, dude.
Nobody else can hear that. Backing up, playing.
And there's your religious. There is your religious elite with no moral compass. I'll do what I got to do to live in this city.
Oh, he did more than live there. He sat in the city gates.
That's right.
He was on the city gate.
He fucking sat right up there. He was one of their people that was in their city council. Shit, Lot was. And
yeah, I love this guy.
Yeah, this guy.
He sat in the city gate.
He's saying no moral compass, and in order to keep their power,
yes,
they allowed men to fuck each other in the ass, and they allowed men to give up their daughters for passing strangers to have a go.
That's insane. So
what did Kay Ivey say?
She said that suck it. She said suck it up.
I have no reason to disbelieve the accusations against Roy Moore, but we need the votes in Congress. How is that not exactly a loss of moral compass to keep power?
That's a definition of that. It is to be able to, in some weird fucking way, compartmentalize the actions of a rapist. That is the definition of that you have lost your moral compass. The GOP has lost their moral compass. They haven't lost it. They poured gasoline on it and burn it and shed on it.
Yes.
You're justifying supporting a fucking kid diddler.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Tweet us during the show at Real Tom Songs. Yes. You put up a promo of Trump with somebody crudely drew a red dick going into his mouth.
Yes.
Oh, you drew that? That's your own artwork?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I did it on MS Paint.
Tom Song says, looks like the work of the Navy again.
Yeah, I did that myself. I did that today, actually. I was outside on the
funny
porch.
Shit.
I'm like, I'm gonna draw a dick on that.
Let's finish up this stupid Rick Wiles.
Yes.
God sends angels, holy angels, to the city.
Oops, I pressed the wrong button.
Council. He was on city council. Yeah, so he was a part of the religious right. A
lot. So they're not seeing any hypocrisy in this, of course.
Right.
They're describing the Roy situation pretty well to a T.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're accusing Lot of having no morals because he wanted to stay on the city council. So here, have a go at my daughter.
Right. That's,
or would you prefer we have a homosexual rape your feathers off?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know what, man? All these like people are doing these, all these gyrations, these weird ways to justify voting for this guy. Or if the GOP wanted to, we could just not support him. You could just say no.
Well, they kind of did. God. I mean, financially, they said they're going to back off, and but he feels it's just making him stronger with his horrible,
yeah,
horrible base.
I mean, there's no way he's getting elected, right?
200 people at that rally.
Oh, my God.
For him.
That women's rally, you know, people.
Terrifying.
Last week, it's talking about Roy Moore. It's just, there's no way, there's no way he's going to win, right? I mean, Doug Jones is up by 8 points. Last I checked. What's that look for?
At 3 p.m. a year ago on election day, yeah. I said, he's not going to win. Trust, right. Don't worry. Yeah. It's okay. Still right. Good. Still right. Early.
God damn.
And then Florida, and then I forget there was one more, and it was like, ooh, okay.
Man,
well, things may not be going that well.
What the fuck?
There's an article.
Yes.
Before we finish up this Rick Wiles thing, that this heinous way that Trump is allowing Americans to literally die
right.
Down in Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck them. They're brown and they owe money to banks.
Ah.
It might bite him on his orange saggy ass.
Ooh, yes, I'm into that.
Because, and then PM me. Because the almost 200,000 Puerto Ricans have come to Florida and may not go back.
Oh, shit.
And guess what they're not? They're not illegals.
Yes.
They're citizens, bitch face.
Yeah, and they're surely not going to vote for Donald fucking Trump.
Exactly.
Why
and
the
now
fuck
they're saying
would...
that could, I mean, that could literally tip Florida blue.
Yeah, but you know what? After Katrina, we can kind of say that the Bush administration surely shat the bed on that one, right? With FEMA, with Brownie.
Brownie did a great job.
But doesn't Louisiana go red despite all that?
Killed a whole bunch of black people.
Yes.
Great job, Brownie.
But they still vote Republican in Louisiana.
They got they've got a Democrat mayor right now. Bobby Jindal was so horrific they even put in a Democrat mayor.
Bobby Jindal sucked.
Governor.
Right. That state got fucked up by the GOP, right?
Oh yeah.
Sincerely.
Yeah.
You almost lost college football, right? They had so much deficit in that state or debt.
City council.
He was on city council. Yeah. So he was a part of the religious right. He got elected to the city council. And so he was willing to tolerate the immorality. But what I'm saying is it became so wicked that the men, the homosexual men, wanted to rape God's angels. I think right now.
Wow.
If God,
wow. I'm just thinking about angel rape. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wowie.
Let's grab those wings and hang on.
I mean, it's like they want to tolerate Roy Moore's behavior, but they won't say tolerate gay people. They won't tolerate dreamers, but they'll tolerate a fucking creepy dude.
Child predator.
They walked around in a mall. Got kicked out of a mall. Guy got banned from a motherfucking mall.
Right now.
Wow.
If God sent angels to this country, homosexuals would attempt to rape them. I have read comments by homosexual rights activists. I don't even want to say the words. I can't even say it. What they want to do to our Lord Jesus Christ.
One can imagine.
Oh, yeah. I'm on a
piss. He's probably read some fun stuff about which hole can I put it in kind of
thing.
Dear
God, please. Don't send these angels because the gay people are going to fuck them up. What the
to
fuck?
Our Lord Jesus Christ. I have seen the comments. It's so wicked, so blasphemous. I can't even say it. I don't want to even go there.
People are fucking with you because you're stupid. They're fucking with them because you're stupid.
I can't even say it. I don't want to even go there. But this is the way they talk. Right. I'm telling you, if angels arrived in some major cities in this country, men would seek to rape them.
There you go.
Oh, my fucking God, man.
If angels show up, there's going to be some raping up in here. Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Is it raping everybody up in here? Damn. I mean, Who's raping people in this country? Oh, Roy Moore.
The homosexuals.
Yes.
Oh, well, the homosexuals.
Oh, right. And raping angels in major... They come to these major cities where there's lots of queers, these angels. They're going to get fucking raped.
I guess, are there no lady angels?
I don't know. I always thought...
I don't remember my... I don't know. I think they all had dicks. Right.
Hey, if you're an angel out there, tweet us. If you're, you know, unless you're trying to fend off a bunch of gay rapists, tweet us.
Maybe they're sexless.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they don't have anything? They don't have any holes?
So, the homosexuals want to have sex with them, but you don't want to let them use the bathroom.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's ridiculous.
Is this guy also, I was going to save this for Faithless Friday, but God, the way these people talk is just so funny. This is, you know, the only mildly interesting thing about Todd Starnes is the way that he talks like this.
Yeah,
everyone, Christian persecution again. But listen to Kevin Swanson. This is the guy, remember, he's the pastor that threw that Christo Jerk Fest in Iowa.
Right.
And he stomped up and down the stage saying, you know, God wants to kill homosexuals. His words, not mine. He's waving the Bible.
Yeah.
And then a couple hours later, out waddled Ted Cruz.
Oh, yes.
And Sarah Huckabee's dad.
Yeah. They're running for president, but they're going to share the stage with a guy calling for the death of our gay friends. Well, fuck that.
Here's the Bible's word.
God.
Not mine.
How do these people aren't running listen out of our fucking country?
Listen to the affectation. I listened to this story, and this is him losing his mind over Australia.
Yeah.
That they, you know, it's time to get some smiting.
Oh, yes.
Because Australia's voted to pry open the anus of every boy down there. Here is Kevin Swanson. But listen to the way he talks.
Pretty weird.
I'm not exaggerating. Oh, listen to this lunatic.
But God's judgment will come, friends. God's judgment will come. And this idea that somehow the modern nations are not going to be held to the same account as these small little city states that went haywire in Old Testament times is just dead wrong. God will hold them to account. Paul says in Acts 17, during the times of ignorance, in these pagan
during
states.
The times of ignorance.
You know, before he reads this bullshit or whatever he's going to read from the fucking Bible.
Sure.
Lord of the Rings. This guy is in love with his voice. That's what it is. Like, he listens to himself on these fucking podcasts. Like, oh, I love my voice. I love how I sound. That's what he's in love with himself.
He's a cartoon character.
He's nuts.
Sometimes when.
Right. I'm going to read you some bullshit about the Bible that's going to justify this horrible homophobic thing I'm saying.
In these pagan states, God winked, but he's not winking anymore. He won't wink anymore at these nations that are doing this. Rather, he will call all men everywhere to repent. And that's what's happening right now through this radio broadcast and others. As we reach through to Australia and other nations around the world, we're calling to repentance. Jesus began to rebuke the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done because they did not repent. Those nations in which the gospel had free access for hundreds of years.
Oh, God. What
a fucking load.
How can you handle this shit?
God, imagine that the holidays are coming. He's going to go somewhere for Thanksgiving, and people are going to have to listen to this dickhead talk all weird and shit and tolerate
Could you
him.
Please pass the giblets?
Yes. And let me talk about my disgusting political views. Let me shove those down your fucking throat for a while.
I'm skipping a bit.
God.
Say to you, Canada. I say to you, Australia. I say to you, United States. It will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, which was exalted to heaven, will be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which are done in you, Australia, had been done in Sodom, it would have remained unto this day. But I say to you, Australia, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than...
God damn. Hey,
this is him coming up with that shit.
My precious.
Man, these fucking religious loons.
They're nuts.
They're so fucked up.
God, the country will be so much better off when all these morons shut the fuck up.
Really?
People stop following them. I'm not saying make them shut up.
Yes.
I'm hoping that people are going to wake the fuck up and get away from these fraudsters.
Kevin Swanson, shove it up your ass, you bag of shit.
We only got a couple minutes left here, but I want to talk about this story because this is a big, giant.
Oh, I love it.
Although, given the current status of the religious right and of the GOP, I don't know that there'll be consequences for this. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
What a vomit.
Appears to have helped cover up alleged assault committed by a closeted anti-gay lawmaker.
Oh, shit.
This is the guy we talked about last week.
Yes.
Who,
the council?
Ohio.
Okay.
Representative Wes Goodman.
Right.
A conservative, anti-gay, married to woman lawmaker.
Family values, Pat.
Caught pursuing sexual encounters.
Yes.
With gentlemen's.
Right.
On his off time. And, you know, there's another story where there's, this is a separate issue. This is about him being the cover-up from fucking Tony Perkins.
Yeah.
But there's more coming out about this guy. This is at Raw Story. Avalanche of men.
Shit.
reveal family values, in quotes. GOP lawmaker was really a perverted weirdo who stalked them.
Oh, shit.
An exclusive report from the Independent Journal Review, more than 30 victims of sexual harassment by a now disgraced, quote, family values Ohio Republican.
30.
Have come forward with evidence that he had a long history of stalking men online and sharing videos of himself masturbating.
Oh, shit, guys. Oh, my God.
They say that former Rep. Wes Goodman spent late evenings direct messaging with other men while his wife slept, engaging in sex talk and offering to provide sexual services.
That's right. Sexual services. Should this guy be writing laws? I mean, is he not busy?
The Christian advocate for, quote, natural marriage between a man and a woman.
Let me jack off before I run out of hard drive space.
He stepped down last week after he got caught.
Yeah, don't slip on the jizz.
Balls deep in someone.
Right. Boy, I tell you what, don't buy his computer chair on Craigslist.
Well, now it's been reported that faith-based Family Research Center head Tony Perkins knew that this guy had sexually molested a teen.
Oh, shit.
At a DC hotel during a conference 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And failed to go public.
Right.
Even after this guy got elected.
Well, if these dirtbags have these conferences, you keep your kids away from them, man. You know what I mean? Fuck.
He was staying at the Ritz-Carlton for a donor conference for his employer at the time. Some weird umbrella organization called the Council for National Policy Conservatives.
Yeah, real conservative.
He allegedly pressured an 18-year-old man to come party with them.
Oh, shit.
Chastising him by saying he had a vagina and making sarcastic remarks about him being like a woman for not wanting to tag along.
Oh, okay.
Later that evening, young man recounted, Wes pushed me to come to his room, offering to let them share the bed. The man claimed he awoke around 4 a.m. to discover Goodman pulling down his zipper. He fled the room saying, I was shaken, dazed, confused, and upset.
God damn.
He took the accounts are taken from a statement the young man sent to Tony Perkins.
Bam.
President of this group.
So this guy went to Tony Perkins for help after he got diddled by this dude.
Quote, trust me, this will not be ignored nor swept aside, Perkins wrote in response. It will be dealt with swiftly, but with prudence. Prudence apparently means not contacting anybody or finding anything out.
God, Tony, this guy went to you because he looked up to you for help and you fucking failed him.
He collected statements, though, and this Republican lawmaker said, oh, I woke up at 8 a.m. and the kid was gone.
Oh, okay. So he believed.
He probably was like, I offered, he was drunk. I offered him to sleep on the floor in my room.
Right. When he gave him one of those pre-battle massages, Louis Gohmert goes on and on about.
But another one.
Yeah.
Family values Republican Tony Perkins. Ah, well, so he diddled an 18-year-old while he was sleeping and was unzipping the kid's zipper. What? You know, what's the big deal?
Big deal.
Maybe he was worried that his penis was being strangled in those tight jeans.
I got to give this cock mouth to mouth.
I want
to
make sure that you can have children later.
Oh, yeah. Let me relieve you.
Oh, my God. Let me suck a semen sample out of you. There's a drop. Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Yay. And others. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Help us out by buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Thanks to those that do. You guys fucking rock.
Danke.
Ryan's doing some comedy. Find out where and when. Go to Twitter at Radar Comedy, Instagram at Radar Comedy, or go to his website, which be RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We want you to have a great evening. Back with more of this bullshit tomorrow.
Did you bring condoms? Bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.